Well, at the last public hearing prior to the second vote, I was in favor of deferring it. I didn't believe the city council had enough information, and I don't believe the representatives from Baywalk had given enough information also. There were a number of issues that needed to be addressed, the protesting, the panhandling, the homeless that are in the area. I think the city needed to do something in that area first, and I believe the police department needed to have a plan on how they were going to deal with it. The parking garage was an absolute disgrace. It is unsafe. My wife and I use it, but we're very cautious. We pay attention to where we park. So there are a number of issues that really and still need to be addressed. And I pretty much of the opinion that Baywalk is going to be in for a tough time. I think there's a lot of anger about the issue. When it was finally approved, you saw it on national TV what some of the results were, the anger, the fighting. And there are a lot of people that are still very, very upset.
Another issue is that Tampa Bay Rays wanting a new stadium. What are your thoughts about the stadium issue with the Rays?
Well, first of all, as far as a waterfront stadium, that's a definite no. Should not even be considered. We've got to protect the waterfront. There are 12 waterfront parks and plans in the downtown area, and they need to be protected. I don't see the Rays as an issue today. I see it becoming an issue in the next 4 to 5 years. I believe the Trop is a poor design. I believe that it will need to be replaced. The current payment for the Trop will be complete in 2016. They have a contract to stay there until 2027. In the meantime, I do believe that we're going to have to progress in the area of keeping the Rays there and having a new stadium. But I want a completely different design. If you notice, in St. Petersburg, we have no large facility for concerts. You know, the largest one is the Ruth Eckert in Clearwater, and that's only 6,000 people. I don't care for the fairgrounds. It doesn't really do justice to whoever is there. The hockey rink, the forum, it's a great place for hockey, a very poor place for concerts. And I like to see a design specifically with the outfield. And you got to remember, it's going to be an enclosed stadium. It may or may not have a roof capable of opening and closing. But I think if it's designed properly, and if you consider the fact that the Rays have already set up an enterprise, Sunburst Enterprise, dealing with entertainment, right, I think that we can address it and make it a revenue maker. It has to make money for the city and the Rays.
I'd also like to ask you about curbside recycling. Currently, the city does not have curbside recycling, but the county has come forward and said, we could provide that to you. What are your thoughts about that issue?
They have said that, but they have not come through, all right? And right now, I don't think they can. I don't think financially it's capable. And quite frankly, I would like to see St. Petersburg do it on its own. I believe in a certain amount of sovereignty for any large city. Being the fourth largest city in the state, I think we should address the problem ourselves. I believe we can do it. I believe we can do it in a reasonable manner with a low cost. There'd be some cost. But I know for a lot of people like us, all right, our trash pickup is twice a day. One of the days was today. I didn't even put it out. You know, once a week is all we need. And a lot of people are like that. Right? So I think we recycle, but we take it to one of the central depositories. I'd like to see the city do it. It has to be economical. It has to be feasible. And the people have to be educated on how to do it.
We're speaking with Steve Corsetti. He's a city council candidate for District 2. The way the city council districts are set up is that in the primary, you only vote within your district. But in the general election, everyone in the city can vote for all of the races. What are your thoughts about that system?
Actually, it's very interesting, and it's also very confusing to a lot of people. Each district is basically represents approximately 36,000 people. And we were not in the primary for District 2. There were only two of us running. So we got virtually no press whatsoever. It was almost as if we weren't even there. Once you go into the general election, you have to switch gears, and in some respects, it saved us a lot of money, all right? But now we're playing catch-up because the people that are in the primary got a lot of press, got a lot of attention, name recognition, etc. Yesterday, I spent the entire day at the St. Petersburg Coliseum. It was a senior exposition for the medical aid services net for seniors, and I talked to hundreds of people, and while it was very beneficial for me, many of the people do not understand the fact that they can now vote citywide.
And finally, I'd like to ask you, why should people select you over your opponent?
Well, first of all, when I got involved with our neighborhood association and the Kona organization and I'm on the public safety committee for the Kona organization. And we went to our current city councilman on several issues, the president of our association, myself, and we really got no response. We got no action. And during that meeting, and this is almost a year ago, he informed me that he had one day a week to work on, as a city council member. And he has an active law business, which is fine. I can respect that. All right. But when we try to get issues taken care of, we found that he was just not available and he was not responsive. I can assure you now he's much more responsive than he was then. I suspect he kind of feels the heat of a good campaign. I'm retired. I have the education. I have the experience. I have the ability. I have the desire. And I have every intention of being a full-time city councilman and addressing not only the issues in my district, but the citywide issues.